This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. U.S. Marines are among those digging for survivors of a mudslide in the Philippines.
We just dig and dig until we find somebody. We found some dead bodies so far already.
Sergeant Kemp Miller took a moment to come to the phone during a break in the digging for the living and the dead.
Yesterday, we found total 10. After that, they had us working at the school site to where supposedly they had 245 still alive people down there.
That school is the focus of the rescue effort 4 days after the mudslide.
Yesterday, rescuers reported hearing tapping sounds from the site, but ground-penetrating radar found nothing. Sergeant Miller is among 45 Marines working alongside rescue teams from Taiwan, Spain, Malaysia, and the Philippines. They dig by hand.
We have bulldozers, but they can't really go down to the site because of the terrain, the mud. So first time we came out here, they dropped us off on helicopters, and the helicopters can't land, so they made us jump to the land.
You understand why bulldozers don't work and helicopters can't land when you listen to the experience of Sarah Toms. She's a BBC reporter who went to watch the rescue workers.
They are waist high or even chest high in thick mud. It's actually quite like quicksand. It pulls you out down. I mean, when I was at the site and I was just on the perimeter, I sank in mud and had to be pulled out by two U.S. Marines.
BBC reporter Sarah Toms. Heavy rains continue and hopes of finding war survivors are fading. Officials say the death toll could be as high as 1,000.